भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो चैप्टर 12 एंटाइटल्ड द किलिंग ऑफ डीमन अघासुर वी आर ऑलमोस्ट ऑन द एंड ऑफ द चैप्टर नो टेक्स्ट नंबर 40 is written there, so we'll read that and chant that. Then 41 and 42 will also be read. Text 40. Shri Suta Uvacha Ittham Shri Suta Uvacha Ittham Dvijayadava Devadattah श्रुत्वा स्वरातुश्चरितं विचित्रम् पप्रच्छ भूयोऽपि तदेव पुण्यम् वैयास किं यन्निगृहीत चेतः ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिदान स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद Translation, Shri Sud Goswami said, O learned saints, the childhood pastimes of Krishna are very wonderful. Maharaj Parikshit, after hearing about those pastimes of Krishna, who had saved him in the womb of his mother, became steady in his mind and again inquired from Sukhdev Goswami to hear about those pious activities. There is no purpose, so we'll take next verse also. Shri Rajo Vacha Brahman Kalantara Krutam Tat Kalinam Katham Bhavet Yat Kaumare Hari Krutam Jago Pogander Arbhakaha. Maharaj Parikshit inquired, O great sage, how could things done in the past have been described as being done at the present? Lord Shri Krishna performed his pastime of killing Agasur during his Kaumara age. How then, during his Pauganda age, could the boys have described this incident as having happened recently? Text 42. Tad bruhi me mahayogin param kautu halam guru nunam etad dharereva maya bhavati Harereva Maya Bhavati Nanyatha. O greatest yogi, my spiritual master, kindly describe why this happened. I am very much curious to know about it. I think that it was nothing but another illusion due to Krishna. Purport. Krishna has many potencies. Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate. Shvetashvara Upanishad 6.8. The description of Agasur was disclosed after 1 year. Some act of Krishna's potency must have been involved. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit was very curious to know about this and he requested Sukhdev Goswami to explain it. Hare Krishna. So here Maharaj Parikshit is inquiring that how was this pastime of Agasur? What? Killing of Agasur was discussed after 1 year amongst the Vrajvasis. And what he concludes in the text 42 is that Nunam etad harer eva maya bhavati nanyatha. Last line he says here. I am curious to know about it. I think that it was nothing but another illusion due to Krishna. This Maya word is illusion, and there are Yoga Maya Shakti and Maha Maya Shakti as we have heard. But in both the ways, the word Maya is there. Certainly, Maya means energy, and if we break the word which we have heard, Maya means that which is not. Ma means not. We have this famous slok, Tamso Ma Jyotir Gamaya, Amrutyor Ma Amrutam Gamaya, means not death but Amrut, or not darkness but light. So in that way, Maya and Ya means that. So that which is not, basically to consider what is not to be truth, is called Maya. And this word Maya is applied for both Mahamaya and Yoga Maya. As we have heard, the soul being marginal energy, Tathastha Shakti, is always under the control of Mahamaya or Yoga Maya. And therefore we see that either pure devotees or conditioned souls are always influenced. So Maharaj Parikshit, knowing that everything that's happening in this world is actually a Achintya Shakti, wonderful energy of Lord Shri Krishna. And only thing is, sometimes the souls are under the activities of Mahamaya, and some things happen under the activities of Yoga Maya, Krishna's internal energy and external energy. So basically, if we see today, the human civilization is doing some, actually it's not today, it's happening since Ravana's time and many, many years. Always the human civilization is trying to dominate the material world, expand its influence of activities. Always the people have tried to go to higher planets since Ravana's time. Today they are going to another planet by rockets. I heard something like that, that in some part around few hundred years back, they tried to make some tall tower or building to reach some another planet. Basically, this energy of human society to always conquer the world beyond the earth, that tendency is always there. And there is no another Maya. In spite of things being so great, so clear, crystal clear, people are trying to find out about the origin of the universe. And there are so many scientists working round the clock with millions of dollars being spent. And I know around 3 years back, some big news came in newspapers that some big explosion, they succeeded in putting some particle across some another particle, and big explosion happened. And it was a big news, and always the questions were coming on that, especially in the colleges. But then after, no, it's all finished. No one even talks of that. And they said, we are on the doorsteps of creation. But why they could not go in, that's another question. they are on the doorsteps. Now 3 years, they are stopped. They are stopped at the doorstep. So this is actually what's happening. This is another Krishna's Maya. As Radha Upinath Prabhu always says in his Gita classes, that one time they thought that a cell is a very simple bag of chemicals. Like our construction department has bags of sand and cement. Yes, our cell is something like that. And they thought we'll just crack the cell in few days or years. But when they peeped in, they found it to be too complex. And similarly, Raghavan says in Bhagavad Gita course that in 1950s, they thought atom to be the smallest particle. A very simple one. And now they have peeped in, they have found it's too complex. And the biggest Maya of Krishna is the more you go in, it becomes more and more complex. The cell is a complex than the body. And inside the cell, nucleus is more complex than the cell. And within the nucleus, the DNAs, RNAs are more complex than nucleus. So they are getting bewildered. What's happening? Now they are getting going deeper and deeper in, and it's becoming more and more complex. Only thing, it is smaller in size. Similarly about atoms. And now after this big explosion 3 years back, now there was a big news that they have found out some particle called God particle. And they said that was the particle at the time of creation. So from some doorsteps, they went to some another doorsteps. But again, now few months have passed and nothing has happened. Again, they are stopped at the same doorsteps. And they said, this is the particle which will help us crack the creation. And as usual, they must have found that particle to be too complex than whatever they know up till now. So basically, this is Krishna's Maya energy. That he has actually... I was seeing one slideshow, I think some devotees have compiled it, and I think Gaurupal Prabhu uses in his Gita courses that he takes us on a virtual journey. There are photographs of, let's say, this temple hall from 1 meter height, then 10 meter height, then 100 meters height, then kilometer, 10 kilometer, 100,000. So he goes like that in that slideshow. And then it just appears that the biggest Maya is that the human society today is thinking, all of us are acting in a very proud way, that we are doing something significant, great, and like I am going to catch a local train and maybe in a car and going to office and doing some business. sign some checks of millions of rupees maybe or anything. But if we just go above and see from a different perspective, it's all insignificant. We can't even notice it. Basically, there are various types of realities on various levels of power of vision. Like in childhood, because I was staying with outside the town, I used to observe the ants sometimes. And they have the whole civilization in themselves. And they have stocks, they are disciplined, they have highways. And I have also noticed they also have wars between two groups of ants, very systematically well planned. They have military formations and they attack each other. So that way, that's the reality. But for us, it's not existing. It's just some ants are moving here and there. And that type of reality is also existing on a bacterial levels. Sometimes when our stomach is upset, the bacteria are at war in our stomach. It's like third world war is happening. And the bombardments are going out. But the point is, it's like a big war on a bacterial level. For us, it's dysentery. But it's like a big war happening. Just like they're planning and they're throwing some rock. So, and if you go outside on higher level, then if you go some maybe 10,000 kilometers away from Earth, Earth is insignificant even to be seen. Now just like when we go away, we can't, like in this level, our level of reality is our power of eyes to see. In that level of reality, the wars on the level of bacteria and insects are not significant, not to be noticed of. But then they exist. And similarly, all the wars and making some skyscrapers and some 20-story building and 80-story building and all these things, some discoveries and inventions. If you just look at the Earth from 10,000 kilometers down, you can't even notice anything happening. You can't even notice some cars and traffic jam and some skyscraper with a lift of 100-story building. And then you go further away, you can't even notice the Earth itself. For you, the reality, there is Earth, okay, so many things are there in the sky and somewhere the Earth may be there. Not to be noticed of. And in that slideshow, I think Gaurapapu showed very nicely that if you go further up, then you can't even notice the solar system. It's just somewhere, the whole solar system, we may say there's rain and what eclipse and this, eclipse of sun on moon, moon on earth, earth on like Mars on earth, something like that. So many eclipses are happening. But you can't notice any of those movements. And we may say the earth is tilted this degree and moon is tilted that degree. So, but from a little higher perspective, the whole solar system can't be even noticed. Although there are so many planets moving and satellites moving and humans throwing some satellites and so many things are happening over here. But from a higher level of perspective, it's not to be even noticed. And then in the slideshow, he went further away. And then he saw that galaxy is also not noticeable after some time. So basically, this is one form of Krishna's Maya called Mahamaya, that think ourselves and our activities to be too significant. We think, though, I am going to go to Borivali and purchase a flat. But no one is noticing that all around the world. No one can even notice the flat. It's just like we don't notice some ants doing some hole there and cockroaches moving around. We just don't notice. Sometimes they come in our way, we just brush them off. So sometimes some things happen, some humans come in the way of demigods' management, they brush them off in the form of some tsunami or some earthquake and some wars. They just brush them off and we think something big is happening. So this is one type of Maya. Any living entities, but especially human being, when he observes the world, should be sobering down. He should know that what I... But still, the whole world is like that. Even a smallest person, a peon is thinking, I am very big. A clerk in the office, not even clerk, a peon. Actually, Yugatharpa was telling one nice point. Once a minister chastised a peon. And the peon was angry. He said, how can a minister chastise me? He said, why? He's a minister and you are a peon. But he's a temporary employee only for 5 years. I'm a permanent employee here. Minister only for 5 years at the most. And I'm a permanent employee working over here. How can he chastise me? Actually, both are in illusion. No one is a permanent employee at any place, but some 5 years and 25 years. So basically, this is the nature of material world. This is whole illusion, and this is one form of Maya, which is called Mahamaya. And because of that, we call it Pashyan Api Na Pashyati. And the spiritual world is also Maya. It also works under energy which doesn't seem to be true. Like for spiritual world, when I was reading Srimad Bhurat Bhagavatamrut, in the latter parts where the pure devotion of Vrajvasis and especially the gopis comes, they say that devotion of Vrajvasis appear to be very painful because they are always crying in separation and like that. It appears to be very painful, but it's the topmost pleasure. Sometimes we get the example of what we call it, hot sugar cane juice. Basically it's sweet, and sometimes the hot juice tastes more better. Like sometimes gulab jams are nice, but when we have hot gulab jams, they are much better to have it. So basically, that is also Maya, in the sense it may seem that spiritual life is miserable. In the sense externally, the devotees are lacking Krishna association. They are crying tears. They are withering away on apparently level. But internally, they are experiencing the greatest pleasure. That is Yoga Maya. And Mahamaya is, in this world, we just feel the whole world is enjoying with all the material mix-ups and facilities of buildings and cars. Like Anandan Prabhu speaks many times that in India the condition is the people in the villages, they are thinking that we are missing out on something which the people in the towns have. So whenever they have some money, or even if they don't have any money, they take loans and purchase all the latest gadgets. But the material enjoyment, as we have heard, it appears to be pleasure, but inside it is hollow, a misery. So that is also Maya. And even after hearing so much, even after practicing spiritual life for many years, we know it's illusion, but still at the first glance or when we look at material pleasures, it appears that there is some pleasure, but maybe I don't want to take part in it. Still, that is called Maya on a Mahamaya level. And this Mahamaya level can make us a fool to any big degree. As I said, this human existence itself is so insignificant. No one actually is noticing whatever we are doing. From the biggest wars to greatest ships and aeroplanes and rockets, no one is noticing. But still we think something busy happening. Similarly, we have all heard the story of Jarasandh. That is big, another Maya. I mean, how can he be convinced that way? He attacked Mathura. With 13 Akshani army, 17 times each time. And first time he attacked, Krishna and Balaram came out with very small pocket of army. And after the war, which lasted very short, the whole army, complete 13 Akshanis were killed. It was said that the blood, river of blood was flowing, the elephants were like islands, and the horses were like some big rocks. And the ornaments were like pebbles, and the arms and legs were like some weeds and snakes, and the jewels were also there floating, and the heads were like tortoise. And so it's a beautiful description of Jarasandh's army being killed. And then Jarasandh was left alone. Whole army is killed, 13 Akshani. And Krishna's army was pocket size and nothing has happened. So Jarasandh decides, no, I will go and take sannyas, I will leave this world, I will go into forest and do tapasya. But on the way back, his friends convince him. I think it was an ill luck, you should try again. It's clear that Krishna alone defeated him, means Krishna and Balaram, with no loss on their side. Okay, one time you can say like that. 17 times. Jarasandh is convinced each time that, each time he decides, now enough, I will go and to perform tapasya. And his friends and ministers. So I think this is one of the big Maya again. Like even after getting defeated so many times, he is thinking maybe next time I can be able to do it. And the 18th time he comes with a little bigger army. And what is further illusion? That time Krishna runs away. And the illusion is he thinks that because I have got bigger army, Krishna is afraid. So in this material world, this Mahamaya or Yoga Maya has to work. But then yoga maya works in the spiritual world also. We see Krishna when he was in Dwarka and Shalva attacked. The Shalva, by this some mystic powers, he made Krishna's mother and father, like he made it appear that Krishna's mother and father are killed on the battlefield. And then Krishna was crying. This is another maya. In the sense, Supreme Lord is all knowable. There is no lamentation for Supreme Lord. And here he is crying like an ordinary person on the death of his parents. So basically in this world, always two types of maya are at work. And this pashyan apina pashyati, as I said about this, in the beginning about, I told about this bodily consciousness. Another form of maya, yoga, mahamaya, is as Prabhupada says, one getting involved into bodily consciousness, attached to it, attracted to it. Prabhupada, as he mentions, or as we have heard many times, this body is made up of obnoxious materials. Sometimes in Bhagavatam it is mentioned, Prabhupada writes, that it is made up of blood, urine, stool, bones, muscles, none of which are actually beautiful. Even the skin is not if it is removed from the body. And still, we get attracted to other bodies, we get attracted to our own bodies. So this is another form of Mahamaya. Maya means to keep us away from reality. And therefore, actually, as we have heard in Bhagavad Gita course, it's a big illusion. This body, we speak it, but it's worth only 500 rupees at the most because of inflation. In the Gita course, we mentioned 110 rupees. Yeah. Miss, we have spoken it many times, and they said it's maximum 40, like 70% of body is water. So if we are 60 kg weight, then 42 kg is water. That means 42 liters of water. So actually what we are here sitting, means all you and me, is 42 liters of water basically. And then maximum calcium and carbon. So like two jars of 20 liters Bisleri. And then some calcium, carbon, phosphorus, and that's the whole body arranged in some particular way. And the whole, and another illusion is, as we say, people make lakhs of rupees of insurance for this 500 rupees body. We don't do like that. Suppose I have a house of, say, worth 10 lakh rupees, my house. I won't pay the insurance company the premium for 10 crore rupees. Just for the 10 lakh rupees house. I will pay the value. But for the body of 500 rupees, we are ready to pay the premium of 10 lakh, 20 lakh, whatever is our capacity. So under this illusion, under this Mahamaya, the whole world is working. And the same Mahamaya, they are working to earn more and more money. How much they can earn and how much they can spend. Suppose we just think, okay, we give you whatever money you want to spend in the life. How much a man can spend? Nowadays, there is some payment, say 40,000, 50,000, 1 lakh rupees a person earns, say for matter. You give him 10 times. 1 lakh rupees means 12 lakh he earns a year. 12 lakh means 10 times you do, it's 1 crore. You earn 1 crore a year. 50 years, 50 crores. Again 10 times or 5 times. 250 crores you get. But today's world, the people are trying to earn into thousands and lakhs of crores. This is another maya. Even if you get 20 times your present income, you can't spend that. You can't. If you get 1 lakh rupees daily, what you will do? You get 1 lakh. Devotees have many ways to spend them. They can have Rath Yatras every day and things. But on an individual level, what you will do? They can have golden crown for, they can have Shona ways for Lord Jagannath. We can do also Hira ways. So there is some scope. But on an individual family level, if you get 1 lakh rupees per day, what you will do? Means, every day, not only one day you get 1 lakh and then you have to live for 1 year. Every day you get 1 lakh rupees. So that rounds to only 50 crores a life. And people today are trying to earn 500 crores, 1000 crores in some scams, 10,000 crores, Swiss banks, so much deposits. That is a big illusion. That is another maya people are after. And for that, they are ready to lose their position as ministers, as officers, going to the jail. For what they are not going to spend. Okay, even if you want to earn something in scams, get 10, 20, 40 crores. Get that and be happy. Be happy. Why 500 crores? Why 1,000 crores? And there are 10,000 crore scams. Earn something, 40, 50 crores, and that's all. Next time, let somebody else become a minister. After 5 years, let's. This is another illusion, is how much a Maya can work. Even if you want to earn by doing some wrong things, earn 40 crores, 50 crores, keep, be happy for the whole life. Let someone else take over the next time. But then there is no limit. This is called a Maya in the material world. And in spite of that, and they know it's a high risk. You can lose the government, you can lose the job, you can be degraded, you can, like, in the public, you will be denounced, you can go to the jail. For that, this is another Maya, like, the repercussions are so bad and gains are worthless in the sense we can't utilize the gains. Therefore, we see, in spite of all this, people work in hard, and then people work in Bombay or any other big town. They work hard to make a home, a permanent home. But where they are going to stay only for 10 years after that, or 20 years after that. They make a permanent home, and then they are going to stay, like, they work 20 years, 25 years earning to make a permanent home. And by the time 40, 50, they have a home. And they have only 10, 20 years to stay in that, after that. So it's okay, means we have to do some material things. But there is another Maya on spiritual life. Some people under Yoga Maya, under Mahamaya, under this whole illusion, thinks Krishna is dead, Krishna is not in control. These are all Maya because they are not truth. At the same time, in Yoga Maya, the devotees thinks Krishna to be their son. Krishna acts as your son out of pure love. That's a bhakti part. Pure devotees think Krishna to be in their madhurya, a lover. Krishna acts in that way, but there is another action under the Yoga Maya. Both types of illusions are there, but one leads you to a higher permanent pleasure, one leads you to a permanent misery. And therefore we see in this world of spiritual world, lot of Maya is at act. And I would say, then there is one specific Maya, acting for sadhak bhakta, something for us. Sadhak, the specific Maya is not to take spiritual life seriously. Suppose it said that you are fighting, say, football or hockey match, and in your team only one person is there, or two persons, and opposite team are 11 persons, regular ones, and still you have to fight. Then you will prepare and work and very seriously. If you have to play the game, and you will play the game so seriously that I am alone. Like, the whole situation is so much against me. We will prepare hard, work hard, and things like that. In this material world, if we see, our spiritual life is very precarious condition. We are in a very precarious condition. In spiritual life, there are all odds against us. All odds against us. In mathematics, they call it directly proportional and inversely proportional. Like, one thing goes up, the other thing goes down. That is called inversely proportional. Then if we see our spiritual life, what we have to do in our spiritual life, it's so inversely proportional, so odds against us, such a bad situation in reality, that spiritual life should be taken extremely seriously. But then because of Mahamaya, we don't take it. What is the first odd against us in our spiritual life? One thing is, we call it very less time. Average, we can say we have 20, 30 more years in our life. Suppose 60 years, average life, like years is 30 years. We have 30 years in our life. That is what we'll do the calculations for. Even if you have 60 years, it doesn't make much difference because the odds are so against. It's just like one person fighting against 10 lakh or 12 lakh people. Doesn't make a difference between 10 lakh or 12 lakh because there is only one person on this side. So similarly, if we take our life to be 30 years or 60 years or 100 years, doesn't make much difference because what we have to do is enormous. So this life, we have 30 years, I done calculation for 30 years. That means 10,000 days in our hand. Suppose we sleep for 6 hours, little different, 8 hours, sickness, sleep and all these things. We sleep and sleepiness for 8 hours daily. So 10,000, 3,000 days gone. We know this calculation, 3,000 for job and some other for bathing and traveling. So we can say probably we have 1,000 days with us for spiritual life, even if we are very sincere and serious. If we are lax, then less than that. We have 1,000 days only with us for spiritual life. Whatever we can do, chanting, serving, eating, yes, prasadam eating is a part of it, and book discussion and kirtan, what is only 1,000 days at the most? Actually, that is very opportunistic calculation, but still it's 1,000 days. And what we have to do in these 1,000 days? All of us have boss mentality. We are das, but all of us have boss mentality. At that mentality, we are harbored for millions of births. Actually, trillions of, one cycle of 84 lakh and many millions. So, trillions of births of samskaras have to be removed in 1,000 days. It's a very odd job. Very difficult job. Like, the samskaras on our mind, intelligence, what we call conditioned nature, karmic reactions, their influences. For millions of births which we have, if we have to wipe out only 1,000 days available with us. So that is a big odd, like small time and big job. What we have done with our conditioned life for millions of births has to be undone in 1,000 days. A very difficult task. And then, it's not only that, we are in Mrityalok. Earth is a Mrityalok. So in Earth, I made some calculations, their death rate, that is 9 persons die on Earth per 1,000 per year. So per 10,000, 90, per lakh, 900, per 10 lakh, 9,000, per crore, 90,000. So something like that, around 1,50,000 people die daily on Earth. And we have only 1,000 hours with us. And we can be anytime in that 1,50,000. Hopefully we have 1,000 days with us. Whereas 1,00,000, so it's a Mrityalok where the death is so common. 1,50,000 people dying daily. Millions of births of samskaras to be removed, uprooted. Krishna bhakti is there within the heart, but it is covered over by millions of... We don't have to import Krishna bhakti, but we have to open it up. But that Krishna bhakti is covered over by millions of births of samskaras. Everything. All small desires to do this and do that and do this and do that and are because of results of millions of births of samskaras. To undo that in 1,000 days... with a probability of 1,50,000 deaths per year around the earth, is again, if you do permutation and combination, it's like going one in 1,00,000, one in, it's every step we are just decreasing the possibility of permutation and combination to become successful in spiritual life in 1,000 days. And then there is, if we miss, and the most worst part is we are in the best of opportunity. What is the best of opportunity? We are in the golden age of Lord Gauranga. That lasts only for 10,000 years in 43,000 lakh years, once in a day of Brahma. 86,000. In 86,000 lakh years, let me check, 86,000, yeah. In 86,000 lakh years, only 10,000 years are golden age. And somehow that we are there. Somehow that we are there with odds of death rate, odds of millions of birth of samskaras, and only 1,000 days in our hand. So that's the whole odd against us. And being in the golden age, what is one more odd against us? In this golden age, we have the most simplest process for perfecting the life. That is just chanting the holy name rather than dhyan and tapasya. So in spite of all this, we like as a sadhak bhaktas, we are doing basic sadhana, but not actually giving full. It's like such an emergency. Such an emergency. It's like sometimes there is some medical emergency. We give full attention to carrying the patient and driving him to the hospital and giving him the medicines and the injections. So basically this sadhana bhakti or situation is much, much more. Because any carelessness in medical treatment over there will be fatal. So here this sadhana bhakti, the odds are so against. So this is a big mahamaya for a sadhak bhakta. To have these odds all against us, arranged against us, and still not to take the sadhana bhakti seriously enough. To take it like, yeah, we are chanting. It's happening. We are doing our service as per our timetable and book discussion once in a whatever it is. We are doing. We are doing, but not exactly full eagerness, full heart, full attention. We are doing something basics, what is expected of us. We are doing that, people accept us to be devotees. People think I am a devotee. We are doing that much. But where is a very high level of seriousness and emergency required? So basically we see this is one of the biggest Mahamaya, we can say, for sadhak bhaktas. But there is also a yoga maya working over here. Yoga maya is, we just chant and go back to spiritual world. This is a very great potency of Krishna working over here. If we chant seriously, this whole things which we discuss are so difficult for a sadhak bhakta can be easily achieved by chanting of holy names. That is nothing but another energy of Krishna at work. It's not going to happen like that. We can't achieve this whole difficult task on our own. By chanting of holy names, we can achieve that. That means there has to be some trick of Krishna act, as Parikshit Maharaj here concludes, that just because the pastimes of Krishna were discussed 1 year later, means some illusion, some trick of Krishna that work. Similarly, in this sadhana bhakti, all such odds are against us and we can be successful. While chanting of holy names, that means some krupa shakti, another trick, another energy of Krishna is at work. So we have this opportunity. The various levels of maya that work in material world, from universal, spiritual, individual, life, money, sadhana bhakti. This is Parikshit Maharaj, he is so intelligent. By hearing his conclusion is, there is some Krishna's energy at work. So we also have two mayas with us, Mahamaya and Yoga Maya. It's on our own, where we can connect. And with all of helping each other, maybe we can help each other and go ahead in our devotional life. Hare Krishna. If anyone has any comments. Prabhuji has one. Okay. Mic is coming. No, mic, mic.
From the train, it did happen that I was not carrying my original driving license because I was having a Tatkal ticket. I was having a color copy. I was not cognizant of that. So, we have to bribe for me that guy, paid 500 rupees. So, he was saying that you have to sit with us and in the jail or whatever. So, in this kind of situations,
forget what you have done and try to remember Krishna. Basically, such situations are sometimes difficult to answer in public, but we have the examples. You can get some examples of Sanatan Goswami being in jail in where? Malda, in that jail with that Nawab Hussain Shah. Some things are to be done in material world, especially in India and the world, with traveling in trains, purchase of lands, or even dealing with government officials. They have to be done in their own way. Basically, we should not encourage that as a principle. We should be careful. In your specific case, we should be careful to carry the original driving license next time. That is the better option. But sometimes some things happen in material world. Rather than focusing on that, let us, even after doing it, let us focus how I can. If you are attached to losing the money, that's a problem. But let us focus. Or if you are thinking in chanting Hare Krishna, I gave 500 rupees, we should not have happened. Better we forget what has happened and try on concentrating on chanting. I think it's time. But anyway, the chit has come, so we'll. Okay. Oh, one announcement, and I think we'll end now after the announcement.